Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the summer show train. The Association of American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life, brings you the Railroad Summer Show Train, transcribed, starring Gordon McRae and featuring Lucille Norman, with the music of Carmen Dragon and the orchestra, stripped by Gene Holloway and the choir under the direction of Norman Luboff. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we ride the summer show train back through time and memory to another year that you lived yesterday, 1935. The era of initials, the NRA, the WPA, the CCC, the TVA, the AAA.
People were talking about them and about the new hats that looked like baskets turned upside down.
And people were talking about G-Men and Haile Selassie in Ethiopia. And they were talking about a new kind of rhythm.
Hey, listen to that boy play. What do you call that kind of music?
What do they call it, man? They call it swing.
Out Hollywood way, they made a picture called Gold Diggers of 1935. And for that picture, a pair of distinguished gentlemen named Al Dubin and Harry Warren wrote a song that copped the Academy Award for that year, The Lullaby of Broadway.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hip hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis. The daffodils who entertain, and Angelos and Maxis. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night, milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. Hey, come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway. The hidey high and boop to do the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town and everyone goes crazy. You run by your baby round till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that. You hear her daddy saying, baby goes home to her flat to sleep all day. So good night, baby. Good night, the milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight, let's call it a day. And listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
In 1935, an election was held in the Tsar Basin. It is January 17th, 1935. You are sitting in the midst of a group of earnest and hardworking men from almost every country in the world. It is a meeting of the League of Nations. Everyone is waiting now for the man on the platform to speak. At last, he does.
The Tsar territory voted today for return to Germany. Germany received 90 7/10% of the vote.
On March 1st, the Tsar became German again. Chancellor Hitler took part in the celebration, and the event made headlines in the United States. But few realized how serious those headlines were.
But 1935 had its light side, too. Clark Gable appeared with Jean Harlow in the movie China Seas, and Helen Hayes opened on Broadway in the unforgettable Victoria Regina.
And in a movie called Every Night at 8, Frances Langford sang a song that became one of the biggest hits of the year.
I'm in a mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in a mood for love. Heaven is in your eyes, bright as the stars we're
lots of things to sing about in
1935. I go through here, the mist goes round and round, when it comes out here. I push the first valve down, the music goes round and round, when it comes out here.
And we also had lots of things to talk about.
Dear, did you see what it says in the paper about Persia?
Look, please, let me read my own paper, will you?
But there isn't going to be any more Persia. From now on, it's going to be known as Iran.
Why?
Are you asking me why? Don't you want to read it for yourself?
I'm resigned to the fact that you aren't going to let me read it for myself. Why are they calling it Iran?
Well, they think Iran describes the country better than Persia. I think they're crazy, don't you? Or do you think I am?
Lucy, don't make me answer that. Don't make me answer that.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly see.
In 1935, Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire were dancing together in Top Hat.
When we're all together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week
seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak.
When we're all together dancing cheek to cheek.
While Irving Berlin was making music history in Hollywood with Astaire and Rogers, George Gershwin was making it on Broadway.
On October 10th, 1935, the first night curtain went up on an evening that will be remembered forever by anyone fortunate enough to be there. The opening night of Porgy and Bess.
Must laugh and sing and dance for two instead of one. One, no ring or eye. the past is all done, done. Oh, best, my best, the real happiness is just begun.
Before we continue with our musical memories, here is a message from the railroads. It will be given by Mr. William T. Farrisee, president of the Association of American Railroads, speaking from Washington. Mr. Farrisee.
The strikes which were called at three important railroad terminals this morning, and those scheduled to take place on two strategically located railroads beginning tomorrow morning, are having a serious effect on the national defense effort. Already, plants engaged in vital steel production have been compelled to close down. The dispute that causes these strikes involves all the American railroads, the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen, and the Order of Railway Conductors. It has been fully investigated by an impartial board appointed by President Truman. The board recommended that the railroads establish a 40-hour week for yard switching service employees and grant them a wage increase of 18 cents an hour. The board recommended denial of wage increases for road service employees. The railroads agreed to abide by these recommendations. The unions refused. Since August 8th, negotiations have been conducted at the White House by Dr. John R. Steelman, assistant to the President of the United States. Last Saturday night, at the suggestion of the government, the railroads agreed to offer a 3-year contract with an additional wage increase of 5 cents an hour over and above what the board recommended. The proposed settlement included a provision to adjust wages every 3 months in accordance with changes in the cost of living, so the employees would be protected for 3 years against rises in cost of living without even having to ask for a wage increase. Besides this, the proposal would have produced a total wage increase for yard service employees of 23 cents an hour instead of 18 cents, and for road service employees of 5 cents an hour instead of no increase at all, as recommended by the president's board. The unions rejected this government proposal and refused to concede anything from their original demands. They refused the president's request to call off their strikes. Responsibility for the serious interference with our country's national defense effort therefore rests squarely on the shoulders of the leaders of the two unions.
And now we return you to Gordon MacRae, Lucille Norman, and the second half of the Summer Show Train's trip to the year 1935. Yes, you were singing about red sails in the sunset in 1935. Perhaps you were in school at the time. Perhaps you were in love. Perhaps you were married. Whatever your situation, your memories of the year can't help but be linked with the music that runs through the days, the bright, shining melodies that pull the memories closer.
In 1935, you saw the movie Roberta and heard this song for the first time.
You're lovely to look at, delightful to know, and heaven to kiss. A combination like this is quite my most impossible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new, and oh, it's lovely to look at you tonight. Possible scheme come true. Imagine finding a dream like you. You're lovely to look at. It's thrilling to hold you terribly tight. For we're together, the moon is new. Oh, it's lovely to look at you.
In August of 1935, wireless messages were coming back from Alaska.
I decided to take a little trip up here to Alaska. It sure is a beautiful country. Alaska, August 14th. This new farm colony here in Alaska is having a little trouble. It's a great deal easier pioneering for gold than pioneering for spinach.
X3, Will Rogers killed.
Yes, it was August 15th of 1935 when Will Rogers told his last amusing story and said goodbye, but leaving behind him a legend that would never die.
When I go to
we had a lot of hit songs back in
1935. You are my happy star. I saw you from afar.
That was one of them. But one special song remained in the hit class for such a major portion of the year that it became one of the great popular songs of all time. This then, above all others, should bring back memories to you of 1935.
First daffodils and long excited cables and candle lights on little corner tables, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you conquered me when you did that to me. I knew somehow this had to be. The wind of March that made my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghosts of you cling. These foolish things remind me of you.
Fifteen years back into time and memory.
A beautiful lady in blue. We met just like two shadows flew. Not one word was said. She kissed me and fled. And our little romance was through.
15 years back to the days when the Social Security bill was passed, when the 100-mile-an-hour hurricane swept across Florida.
15 years back to the days when the great Cole Porter show on Broadway was named Jubilee, and a really magnificent song took its place among the great songs of our time. Begin the Begin.
When they begin the Begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen.
I'm with you once more under the stars and down by the shore and our distant playing.
And even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the beginning.
To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart.
And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, oh, never to part.
What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted.
And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted,
but too well what they mean.
Oh, don't let them begin, now begin. Let the love that was once a fire be pale and ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire.
Gentlemen, for joining us. In just a moment, I'll tell you what we have in store for you next week.
The Railroad Hour is written by Gene Holloway and is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads.
Janet Gaynor and Charlie Farrell sang this tune in the picture Sunny Side Up back in 1929. And next week, the summer show train is going to take you on a trip to that year to relive some of its most interesting happenings and hear many of its greatest songs. Songs like With a Song in My Heart, Singing in the Rain, and Why Was I Born? So, folks, be sure to join us again next Monday and ride with us aboard the summer show train back to the year 1929.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye.
Tonight's performance of the Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. Gordon McRae will soon be seen starring in the Warner Brothers Technicolor musical, Tea for Two. The voice of Will Rogers was an impersonation.
And now for Lucille Norman, Carmen Dragon in the orchestra, and the Norman Luboff Choir, this is Gordon McRae with a hearty invitation from the American Railroads to join us again next week and ride the summer show train back to the year 1929. And now stay tuned to your Monday night of music on NBC.
This year, an appreciable part of America's security is going up in smoke. The security of which I speak is part of our economic future and part of our country's natural beauty. It is the timber stands that are burned and blackened by forest fires. 9 out of 10 forest fires were touched off by thoughtless people. People who carelessly turned loose fire in the forest. Remember, it's up to you. Only you can prevent forest fires. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.